fear, arrogance, laziness. How do these stop you? I am finding that what stops people from moving ahead in life is either fear or arrogance. You could argue that laziness should be listed too, but I have found that laziness is a cover-up for either fear or arrogance. Note quote from the WWW, Nick Kyrgios, tennis player, is paralyzed by the fear of never being good enough rather than laziness. Fear, not arrogance or laziness, has surely created the beast that is Nick Kyrgios. Note. I get a lot of requests to eliminate people's fear, but I am sorry to tell you, I can't and no one can. Fear is not the problem, and it doesn't need to be eliminated. I am afraid too, and you wouldn't know from watching me. It's true, my hands get sweaty, my stomach gets into a knot, my heart is trying to jump out of my chest. But that does not stop me. If and when you stop, you may blame it on fear, but it is not fear that is stopping you. You are stopping you. I have been putting myself, intentionally, deliberately, into positions where fear could get the upper hand. And I've been winning. Because I am cause. I don't make fear the cause of my life or my actions. There is a picture of me I keep on my desk. It was taken in 2005, when I was so sick and weak I could barely stand for 5 minutes. But as part of my trainer training with Peak Potentials, I put on a performance, a dance, where I got standing ovation. I was 58 years old, severely hypoglycemic, and even that I didn't allow to stop me. So when you consider your fear, consider and choose who is the boss. Now, for truth's sake, there are certain situations where I still allow fear to have the upper hand, when someone sounds like my mother who habitually clobbered me till I was 24 years old. I still have nightmares about that. But that situation doesn't come up very frequently. It used to rule my life. Teachers, chiropractors used to yell at me, "I am not your mother." And I would say thank God for that. But I must have been behaving weirdly. Lol. Arrogance is a whole other ball of wax. Arrogance means, you think you know. You think you are above it, beyond it, better than. While you aren't. You think other people need to get better, do more, get smarter, but you are okay the way you are. You don't need to do what people say you should do. You shouldn't need to communicate, people should know what you want, how you want it, what you mean. Also, communication is missing most for arrogant people. They feel slighted that they should communicate. They should not have to do anything to get what they want. Arrogance hides fear. It's a cover-up. When I look at my arrogant clients and students, I can see clearly that underneath their arrogance they are dealing with a huge self-worth issue, and cowardice. This is why it is enough to measure fear. Fear and arrogance is the same coin with two sides. Two sides that show up at different times. And the most important victim, what seems to be the most important element really shared is communication. Communication is making things happen with your words. Moving other people, moving yourself. Communication is action. My fearful/arrogant students talk, often a mile a second, talk, talk, talk. No communication. No requests, no promises, no declarations, no counteroffers. Just talk, explain, justify, complain. It takes courage to communicate. I used to have a t-shirt, "Fear is an opportunity to summon courage." It was a one-off. I needed it. Everyone loved it. So I got to see it more than just in the mirror, people reflected it back to me. I became virtually fearless. I was still arrogant. Condescending. Haughty. One thing at a time. What about laziness? In addition to fear and arrogance, what is underneath laziness is a lack of motivation. What motivates people has two factors. 1. Getting away from something they don't want. 2. A vision of something that they can see they can move towards. When I muscle test my clients for whom I recently activated the side capacity, all the ones that turned it off test having no vision for themselves and for their lives. And the ones that kept it on test as having vision. So we could safely say, fear and arrogance, when you listen to them, when you allow them to run your life for you, will suggest that you have no place to go, you are stuck with how you are. And thus there is no vision, thus there is no ambition, thus there is no future to move towards. What is there is apathy and apparent laziness. Now comes the million-dollar question. Can I, source, or my methodology turn someone from a languishing unmotivated blob into someone with a vision? Muscle testing shows that occasionally vision is turned off temporarily, it is overpowered by something else. But people with inherently no vision, muscle test says, I cannot change that. Why do some people have a vision for a future others don't? I don't know. How prevalent is the phenomenon of no vision in all of humanity? Muscle test says, 91% of all humans don't have and will not have a vision for themselves and their lives. Vision seems to be an evolutionary trait, and not all humans are on the same evolutionary level. Even if and when they look exactly the same from the outside. Long article. But I needed a lot of things explained. If you are one of those who don't have vision, but there was a time in your life when you did. But it has seemingly died or disappeared, my work may be perfect for you. You can find what has been covering up, or suffocating your view of a future you, and remove it. Your view of life has become narrowed, you stopped looking widely, a sense of hopelessness set in. But it can still be removed. In my humble opinion, and in my experience, personal experience, a program that takes you on a journey of the wonders of life, showing different aspects, different ways to think, look, see, is an effective remedy. In a way it is a lot like the showers in my loony bin story. In all that exposure to different spray patterns, I discovered myself. And never lost it again. I was lucky, I was 22 years old. I could have continued aimlessly, without a sense of self for another 50 years before I would have been jolted out of that no-self swamp of mere existence. My favorite tiny steps around the world is 67 days long. And largely painless. How can you get it? You can sign up on the next page. It is inexpensive and it can turn back your vision, and make you someone who can and will move in life instead of in the mind. Become someone. Instead of being stuck in the morass of your current worldview, the quicksand of your current circumstances. How do you know if you are able to have a vision? You can ask me. But most people know. What if you cannot, genetically, have a vision for yourself and your life? What should you do then? Would this 66 days around the world program be useful for you? Muscle test says no. Bummer, eh? Email me to muscle test if the 66 days will work for you. Or not. Go to step 2.